Maar inderdaad, dus hij is nog niet goed genoeg voor mij naar huis. Die is één, ik was al lang gebruikt. Internatus moet je hebben, dan zorg ze mij op door in dat mens. The child that is born to us is much more than a prophet, for this is he who told the Savior said, among them that are born of women, there are not risen a greater than John the Baptist. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Very dear faithful, during the course of the liturgical year, we celebrate only three nativities, that of our Lord, that of our Lady, and that of St. John the Baptist. This fact alone should make us realize the grandeur of our saint today. The dies natalis of a canonized saint is in fact the day of their death on earth. When we celebrate the feast of a saint, we celebrate their birth in heaven. However, this is not the case with the births of Our Lady and St. John the Baptist. The birth of the precursor of the Messiah has been celebrated in the liturgy since the 6th century. 800 years before the birth of John the Baptist and the Messiah, a voice was heard in Zion and was spread throughout the lands. Hear me, O coast lands, listen, O distant peoples. These words were spoken by the prophet Isaiah. They foretold the words of the precursor of the Lord, our Savior today. This voice of the prophet went on to make it clear that both St. John and our Lord would be pleasing to God the Father from the womb of their mothers. You are my servant, he said to me, Israel, through whom I show my glory. And now says the Lord, who formed me as his servant from the womb, I shall make you into a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. When kings see you, they shall stand up, and princes shall prostrate themselves because of the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen me. Dear faithful, consider what our gratitude to the Baptist should be, because of whom we could be prepared to welcome our Redeemer. From the wilderness, where his voice found the pride of the descendants of the patriarchs, he prepared us to worship the same Lord of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, without shirking our holy duties. St. Luke recalls for us the stern language he used by calling the Jewish people to repentance. To those who listened, repented of their sins, and purified their souls by returning to a path of righteousness unto the Lord, St. John the Baptist announced a flow of grace that would refresh their dried up souls, making them fruitful in justice. Time and time again, he commanded that no matter where they were to do nothing more than what was commanded to them, even if they were in the hated positions of soldier in the Roman army or tax collector for the Roman government. The law was given by Moses, but even better is grace. Grace and truth come by Jesus Christ, whom I declare unto you. He it is who taking away the sins of the world, and of his fullness gave all received. In these ways, St. John the Baptist exhorted the people to prepare for the coming of the Messiah. Prepare ye the ways of the Lord, behold thy God. Our own patron, St. Francis of Sales, speaks of St. John, sending two of his disciples to our Lord to ask if he indeed was the long-awaited Messiah. He follows the teaching of St. Hilary of Poitiers and of St. John Chrysostom, who say that the precursor, who was in prison at that time, knew that his time was coming to an end, and wanted to end his ministry on earth by sending his disciples to our Lord, as he was expected to do so. He must increase, and I must decrease. After spending his time preaching about the coming of our Lord, it was only right that when the Messiah was here, his disciples should go and follow. Now they could be instructed personally by Jesus. Moreover, while he was still alive, it was the best time to them to take the necessary steps to detach themselves from him and attach themselves to other. He must see peace, and I must see peace. Dear faithful, this should bring us to think of our saint's explicit humility. When he was asked if he was the Christ, the Messiah, St. John the Evangelist tells us that he confessed and did not deny that he was not the Christ. Our doctor of charity tells us that pride, arrogance, and ambition are the principal and most powerful of temptations. The scribes and Pharisees sent doctors and religious men to inquire of the Baptist if he was the Christ, and this is when he gave his humble answer. St. Francis de Sales tells us that this humility was truly both. Effectively, the people sent by the scribes and Pharisees certainly had the sacred scriptures at their fingertips. Our Lord was present in their midst, performing all kinds of miracles, but they did not want to accept him. Therefore, they go to the Baptist, so that if he agreed, they would proclaim him the Messiah. However, his humility was so perfect that he triumphed over these temptations of pride, ambition, and arrogance. He rejected not only the honors, the preeminence, and titles, which did not apply to him, but what is more amazing, even those that he could have accepted. He, being like the rest of us, was certainly capable of committing venial sins. Yet he had attained such a degree of humility that he triumphed beautifully over every pride and ambition, spurning and refusing to accept all the dignities and honors offered him. He did not waste time in long explanations. He simply confessed and did not deny. Three times he was asked if he was Elijah, the great prophet, or the Christ himself. Yet he simply confessed and did not deny, "I am not the Christ." How different are we when we are offered honors, praises, or flattery? Let us remind ourselves instead, he must increase, and I must increase. When they finally asked him who he was, he said simply that he was a voice. "I am the voice of him who cries out in the desert, make straight the way of the Lord." Since they knew their scriptures, they should have recognized this verse from the prophet Isaiah. Let us therefore turn to this greatest of men born to a woman as our Lord of all. Indeed, he had Our Lady for an aunt, St. Joseph for an uncle, and our Lord himself for a cousin. Let us remind ourselves every time we are challenged, "He must increase, and I must decrease." O St. John the Baptist,